Hello.
My name is Tamika, returning call from Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division.
Yes.
This call is recorded for quality assurance purpose. Mass please the person that requests a call back, please.
Uh-huh.
How may I assist you today?
My name is Reginald Johnson.
How may I assist you today?
Oh, I would like to file a claim.
Okay. How about your social security number?
417-217585.
Okay. And what's your date of birth?
2/18/1985.
And your mother's maiden name?
Whitley.
You have a drive license?
Yes.
What's the drive license number?
716-4673.
Okay. And what state is the drive license issued in?
Alabama.
Okay. So your PIN number is going to be 0218. Okay, 0218 is going to be your PIN number. When you file your claim, okay? Your weekly claim.
All right.
And what is your preferred language?
English.
And do you have any difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
And you understand that knowingly making a false statement in or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud, do you understand?
Yes.
You understand that fraud is a federal offense sponsored by a fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years and can affect your ability to receive future benefits, do you understand?
Yes.
And did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months, yes or no?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months, yes or no?
No.
And did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months, yes or no?
No.
And have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and you only filed for TAA benefits, yes or no?
No.
And did you receive notification that you have TRA certification, yes or no?
No.
And have your name changed since you last filed?
Yes.
Has your name changed since you last filed? Yes or no?
Oh, no.
Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years? Yes or no?
No.
And have you worked on a digital security network in the past 2 years, yes or no?
No.
And what's a good contact number for you?
334-591-0728.
And what is your race?
Black.
Hispanic or non-Hispanic?
Non-Hispanic.
And what's the highest grade you completed in school?
11.
And are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
And did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
And do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
And what's your residential address?
That is 344 Center Avenue, Eufaula, Alabama, 36027.
Is your mailing address the same as your residential address?
Yes.
And what was your occupation?
Cook.
And are you seeking work in your usual occupation, yes or no?
No.
So what are you looking for work in?
Something like Dollar Tree, Dollar General, shopping.
And do you have experience or education in this kind of work?
Yes.
And do you obtain work through a union hiring hall, yes or no?
No.
And are you currently arrested for or attending school or training, yes or no?
No.
And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work, yes or no?
No.
And are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation, yes or no?
Yes.
And are you available to accept full-time work, yes or no?
Yes.
And since most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work, yes or no?
Yes.
And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
15.
And what's the lowest hourly wage you would accept?
10.
And are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Do you own a business?
No.
And do you work for yourself?
No.
And are you currently working solely on a commission basis? Do you have a real estate license?
No.
Have you applied for, are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
And have you applied for, are you receiving a pension from an employer that you worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
And have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government and in time between April 1st, 2023 and March 31st, 2024?
No.
And do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld federal income tax, yes or no?
No.
And if you approve for benefits, you have options to receive your payment, direct deposit, insurance check in your savings account, or prepaid benefits card. The prepaid card would take 5 to 7 days to deliver to you after you approve for payments, and their fees may be charged for certain activities. If you have a check in your savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which do you prefer?
For you to send me a card.
Okay. And what's the name of your, what was your last employer?
Wendy's.
What's that phone number?
Oh, shit. What is that number? 334-688-1521.
And what city and state do you work in?
Eufaula, Alabama, 36027.
And your employment start date that you started?
9/20/2020.
And that's how you work?
11/2020.
So you started September of 2020 and you stopped November of 2020?
Yes.
And what's the reason for that you're no longer working?
Not enough hours.
What was that?
Not enough hours.
So you quit?
Nope, I was terminated.
Okay, you discharged. And what was the reason for your termination?
What it was, failure to comply.
And the name and the title of the person who discharged you.
Let me go. Her name is... Let me go.
Okay, it was. Yeah, I forgot how to say her name. And I don't know her last name. Her name was.
What do you know, girl?
Can I call her? Makisha. Charlene Lassiter.
Charlene?
Yes.
And what's the last name?
Lassiter.
Okay. And what's the title?
Huh?
She the manager?
Yes.
Okay. And what did you do to attempt to resolve the problem prior to your discharge?
I asked to take a break.
So, prior to your discharge, right? Did you do anything? What did you do to try to save your job is what I'm asking.
Oh. Yes, I was saying I asked to take a break so I could cool off. So I can calm down.
And did you commit the act that your employer alleges, yes or no?
No.
Any employer wanted for the same or similar act?
No.
And have you received, do you expect to receive in the following pay? For any time after last day of work, vacation pay?
No.
Sick pay?
No.
Holiday pay?
No.
And have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
And you are certifying your answers are true and accurate. And the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. We match the earnings you provide with the wage reported by your employer. False answers can result in overpayments and fraud and penalties. Do you understand?
Yes.
So it's necessary to verify your identity when filing unemployment benefits. We match the earnings you provide with, I'm sorry, this is the wrong one. So it's necessary to verify your identity when filing unemployment benefits. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1010 Highway 167, 2057 Woodrow Drive.
No.
What was that?
No.
607 Euclid Avenue?
No.
2115 South Randolph Avenue?
No.
Or I've never been associated with any of these addresses.
2115 South
Randolph. It's 2115 South Randolph Avenue.
Yes.
Okay. And which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 11551 HB Johnson Road. 214 no. Wakefield Way.
No.
614 Lenox Avenue.
No.
6417 Applewood Courts, or I've never been associated with any of these addresses.
No.
And which of the following address have you ever been associated with? 152 Durant Lane Northwest, 2505 27th Avenue,
no.
377 Highway 30, or 973 Wild Triana Highway. I've never been associated with any of these addresses.
377 Highway 30.
Okay. And you hereby file internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama. Do you agree?
Yes.
And you certify under the penalty of perjury, you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim, and the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge. Do you agree?
Yes.
And you understand it's your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the claimant handbook, benefits, rights, and responsibilities. Do you agree?
Yes.
Okay, so the following instructions, telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process an unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work, as well as seeking full time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claim just finished authorizes you for work with the Alabama Career Center. Your replication remains active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active application for the duration of your unemployment. In addition, you must visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. An information booklet, benefits, rights, and responsibilities, contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file your weekly claim. Failure to file instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial in benefits. So the process we just completed files your unemployment claim. Found this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a claim once a week to claim your benefit for the previous week. Failure to make a completed claim each week could result in a loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks beginning on Sunday and end on Saturday. You can file your weekly claim either online in the claimant's portal or by calling 1-800-752-7389. And the number again is 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly claim can be made on Sunday, beginning at 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturday. Failure to file complete your weekly claim as instructed by 5 o'clock on Friday could result in loss of benefits. Complete your first weekly claim between Sunday and Friday by 5, and whether filed online or by phone, you will need to remember your PIN number. Accessible to work search requirements are made for the following: active union members who have submitted proof of good standing with their union, employees who are on a verified short-term layoff, and claimants attending direct approved training. A letter may be mailed to you if you're subject to a possible work search exemption. And it's very important you carefully read all the information mailed to you. If you have any questions, call our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524. And the number is 1-800-361-4524. And that's Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. And your employer will be contacted regarding separation. We may require a follow-up interview with to discuss our findings. If so, you'll be contacted by phone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. And beginning January the 1st of 2023, Alabama law requires you to contact at least 3 potential employers each week. You must provide your contact when you complete your weekly claim. And you may list the same employer more than once, unless the employer was not hiring when you first contact them. Failure to make at least 3 work search contacts each week could cause a denial in benefits. And for assistance with your work search, visit your local Alabama Career Center. Okay, this completes your claim today. Your confirmation ID number is going to be 498.
Okay.
017-105. Okay, is there anything else I can assist you with today?
That's all.
And thanks for calling Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. You have a good day. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good day.